Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, July 29th. Yesterday morning, there was an active shooter reported at Tesla Gigafactory, Texas, in Austin. Police cleared the factory. Turned out to be a false alarm, and the police are now investigating the source. According to a police spokesperson, the authorities responded to the call at 5 a.m. and cleared the entire plant without any trace of a shooter, injury, or missing person. If this false alarm was designed as an attack on Tesla, sounds like it was successful, since the giant factory, which employs thousands of people, had to be cleared, halting production and likely costing Tesla millions of dollars. This isn't out of the realm of possibility, since unfortunately, Tesla's products, and in a magnified sense, the CEO, are often a target for political and moral debate, at least. Back in 2018, a saboteur named Martin Tripp, an employee, had maliciously changed the software on the Tesla manufacturing operating system and stole data. At another point, in 2016, an oil executive named Tom Katz impersonated Elon Musk in emails to get information about Tesla and from other executives. Tesla has started a new email campaign to encourage owners of the full self-driving package to upgrade to a new car and transfer the package to the new one. Although the software can practically be transferred, Tesla has not done this and instead ties the purchase of the full self-driving package to the car instead of the driver's account. Since the package is now selling for $15,000, it makes for ruffled feathers when drivers have been promised that the purchase will score them the actual literal autonomous driving that Tesla has been working on. Of course, this goal has yet to be realized, and package owners want to upgrade cars, crash their old ones, and other logistics. Last week, it was announced that Tesla would allow the transfer of the package, but only when drivers upgrade to a new Tesla, and only if it's done before the end of the quarter. Now, clearly, Tesla is using this as a demand trigger, trying to boost profitability on their bottom line. Musk made it clear that this was a one-time offer, and sure enough, emails have started to pour in with the offer to upgrade if delivery is taken by September 30th. Now, until now, the package owners who trade in their cars into Tesla were given trade-in values for the package, which was a fraction of the purchase price. That's normal for wear and tear items like the car itself, but for infinitely transferable software that one has yet to deliver on the promised potential, in Electrek's take, Tesla is taking advantage of the early adopters who are often the most ardent supporters. Tesla has added demo drives to its owner referral program and is now rewarding owners for signing up people to test drive a new Tesla. Tesla owners are now incentivized to have people sign up with 100 Tesla credits per sign-up. For potential buyers, if they buy following a demo drive from the referrer, they will get the benefit of buying through the referral program, which is $500 off and 3 months of full self-driving for the Model 3 and Y, and $1,000 off and 3 months for the Model S and X. Now, these are incentives that Tesla has added to the program last month, as it appears to have moved away from slashing prices and relying more on the referral program to offer incentives. Kia is set to unveil its newest electric vehicle next month in China at the annual Chengdu Motor Show. The Kia EV5 will be a compact electric SUV aimed squarely at the Tesla Model Y, with an expected starting price around $40,000. The base version will have a larger battery capacity than the current EV6, now reaching up to 82 kilowatt-hours. The long-range model is expected to feature over 372 miles of range. Now, according to the source, the EV5 will be based on a 400-volt system rather than the 800 volts used for other EGMP platform vehicles. As a result, Kia can offer the electric SUV at a lower price, or so they say. The EV5 will face stiff competition in the booming Chinese EV market, where makers like BYD and Tesla continue to grab a bigger share of the pie. Although reports have claimed that Chrysler will not be building the Airflow EV concept, the brand's management has said otherwise. Ralph Giles, the chief designer, cleared things up by saying the Airflow concept was, quote, just the beginning, adding that Chrysler's first EV will take the brand in a new direction. It must be a pretty new direction, considering that the automaker has not yet released a fully electric vehicle. The CEO of the brand, Chris Fuell, who took over in September of 21, said the Airflow will not be the name of Chrysler's first EV, and it also won't be called the Electric 300. Although the final product may not exactly look like the Airflow, it will still carry over many of the features from the concept. The original concept was based on Chrysler's RU platform, used for the Pacifica, and it's now expected to ride on Stellantis' STLA platform. So although the name of the Airflow is off the roster, the vehicle program certainly isn't. Ford unveiled the 2023 Ford F-150 Lightning Pro Special Services Vehicle, last summer actually, calling it America's first electric pickup purpose-built for police. But now, those vehicles are hitting the streets, pulling over motorists and responding to loud teenagers playing music deep into the night. For chasing down those miscreants in their rice-powered tin cans with zip-tied spoilers, the electric truck features built-in steel intrusion plates for the front seat backs, a reinforced instrument panel to handle police equipment, police-grade heavy-duty cloth seats with reduced bolsters to help officers get in and out, and of course, blue, red, and amber flashing lights. Municipalities can also opt for the extended-range battery with 580 horsepower, 775 pound-feet of torque, and 10,000-pound towing capacity, and a 0-60 mph acceleration in under 4 seconds. The first electric trucks are beginning to roll out across the U.S., as the Claremont, New Hampshire Police Department put out the first one just this week. Vietnamese EV maker VinFast announced that it's planning to hold its U.S. listing next month. The U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission gave VinFast the green light to proceed with its proposed SPAC deal. So that means that VinFast will go public through Black Spade Acquisition Co., which is worth roughly $27 billion and equity value at $23 billion. And wouldn't you know it, just in time for the listing, VinFast has announced another milestone with the construction of its first EV production facility in the U.S. now underway. That is great news, but the company still has some kinks to work out. Their first batch of products were delayed due to software issues, and media outlets gave it largely negative reviews when they had their hands on it. The plant is now under construction, but it was initially planned for last year, with VinFast having to wait on permits. As a result, VinFast had to push back production one more year until now, they're saying 2025. For the sake of VinFast, let's hope that the injection of public cash will get the boost that they need to get off the ground. In today's community comment found on YouTube, there was a fair amount of discussion about Tesla's range estimates in the comment section. Some of you agree that Tesla's stated numbers are not accurate, as was told by the Reuters report. Some of you said that Tesla's reports are accurate. Some of you questioned the Reuters report, which I think is apt, and others noted that other commenters had their take on the data. Well, here's my take on the issue, and it's Saturday, so I'm going to take a different kind of big picture direction, if you don't mind. At one point, Jay Leno said that talking about range in electric cars is like talking about sex, in which everyone lies about what they're getting. Now, while it's a little crass and definitely amusing, it does highlight the discrepancy between personal and social expectations. Range is used as a primary specification for electric cars, and I think it should be. However, it will take some time before the general public really absorbs just how much of an estimate a range estimate can be. We don't buy a house with a square footage estimate, and we don't get a plane ticket that will get us within 200 miles of the destination, and we really generally want to know what we're buying. And with electric cars being so new to the vast majority of buyers, the word estimate in front of the word range is quite intimidating. That means it's up to us, the early adopters, to explain in real terms how new drivers can achieve or sometimes surpass that estimate. We can't do that if our head is in the sand and we can't pretend that all critical reports are 100% lies. Instead, let's be tour guides for the new EV drivers. Range should be one of the first topics covered because it's totally messed up. I mean, let's be honest. Driving a gas car, people often don't realize how inefficient it can be to have a roof rack or drive at 80 miles an hour or so on. They just fill up their car at the end of the day or at the end of the week and they barely even notice, just complaining about gas prices, not realizing that there's a good section of it under their control. Now with electric cars, that's a lot more pronounced and we all have gone through this. We've all gone through that process. But we, as a burgeoning EV community, we can attract more support for EVs if we are kind and understanding as a voice for the transition instead of a conflict-driven zealot that's bent on recreational outrage. Now, the Reuters report likely had some goofy numbers because range is goofy. Having a large sample size does control for a lot of that, but the fact of the matter is that Tesla's estimates are more estimates than some other car companies. Now, we can't discount that whole report and the whole website and the corroborating admissions from the community just because we don't like it or we don't like how it paints Tesla. The bigger picture is that your gas-driving friends could be reading that very same news. And if they come to you, the supposed expert that they know, and they're met with vitriol when discussing it, then they might stay away from electric vehicles just a little bit longer. As the saying goes, you catch more flies with honey than vinegar. But what do you guys think? Let me know in the comment section below. I'm Mikey for Electrek, and I will see you on Later.